Podium Audio presents Venery, Book 3 of For the Love of Aliens, written by C.M. Stunich, performed by Brooke Daniels and Patrick Zeller. Chapter 1. Height lays me out on the bed with the use of his tails, putting me flat on my back with him above me. He has a palm on either side of my head, a knee between my thighs. My breathing's a bit quicker than it should be, but I'm sure I'm staring up at him with something that looks like irritation. Did you really think I was such an unlikable shithead that I'd let you die as thanks for saving me? He smiles at me, dropping his mouth to my ear. I shiver as his hot voice sweeps over me.
Of course not. Do you think I'd save a girl who was that heartless?
He presses a kiss just below my ear and I squeeze my eyes shut. His mouth feels good, like a sweep of wet flame on my jawbone. But this shouldn't feel good. It should be perfunctory, and it's not going to be perfunctory. There's too much chemistry between us. I felt it at the World Station when he swept me into his lap, when we almost fucked right there in his office. I wasn't thinking clearly then, but I'm thinking almost too clearly now. What would have happened if we'd had sex in your office that day? I ask as Height draws back to stare down at me. The last thing I want to be doing right now is asking questions, but it feels impossible not to. I have to know. I have to. Like, could it have just been casual sex, or would it have been something more? He tucks his head, like he's looking down the length of his own body. When he looks back at me, he has a slutty smile on his face. I'd like to kiss it off, but I'm not sure that we should keep kissing. It's way personal. I've already done it once, but maybe it'd be best if we didn't do it again. I'm trying to be respectful to Abraxas and Rurik as much as I fucking can be. Height uses his tentacles to unhook his belt, tossing it onto the floor with a loud thump. He's now naked above me, wearing a cowboy hat and see-through boots with water inside of them. After a moment, he uses his tentacles to pull those off too, sloshing water onto the end of the bed and the floor. He doesn't seem to care about that. Why should he? Apparently, he can flood his house with the click of a button.
Let me show you.
Height sits back on his calves, and there it is. His cock. In his hand, fisted tight in long fingers, he keeps his gaze on me, keeps his cowboy hat on, and works himself with hard, merciless strokes until the second part of his shaft emerges from the base. He plants his purple tongue at the corner of his mouth, flashing his vicious upper teeth. It's a saucy expression, one that's undercut with resignation and excitement both. He's all conundrums right now, Officer Height is. I sit up on my elbows to watch, my nipples furled into tight, painful buds beneath the fabric of my borrowed t-shirt. The thong is riding up my ass and, truthfully, between my folds, too. I can feel the stupid silky material rubbing against all my swollen and needy parts, and I force my lower lip between my teeth for a little bit of pain, just so I can ground myself in the moment. I'm sorry, Abraxas. Again. I'm sorry, Rurik. Neither of them deserve this. But Height doesn't deserve this either, does he? My eyes take in the image of him greedily, and I fully and completely understand why the Phallopex are renowned for sex. Just look at this male, his tail slipping around his own body to find mine. Suckers pop against my skin here and there, a few pheromone bubbles escape. When they pop next to my face, my head spins and my lips part greedily. I want this. I've wanted this since the moment I first saw him. Shit. Height glides an expert finger under the white part of his shaft, rubbing the sucker at the tip. The small tentacles around the base unfurl like the petals of a blooming flower, wafting as if they're underwater. In short order, he works the tentacles from his tip to
here.
He rubs a thumb over them, and they cling to it, wrapping and squeezing him. I've never seen anything like it, and I'm fascinated.
These mating tentacles don't often come out. I have no control over them. I've only ever had them erect the one time in my office.
Height gives me a meaningful look.
If we'd had sex then, I might have accidentally given you the pearl while